This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. I spoke to Hanya Naftali. He's a social media influencer on behalf of Israel. He has spent several years in the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he speaks around the world on behalf of Israel. Shortly after the war began, Hanya Naftali traveled to the Gaza Strip along with the Prime Minister.
I spoke with a Palestinian from Gaza. It was about a month after October 7, so we're looking at like the middle of the war where Israel still doesn't know fully what's going on in the north. Right now, we're basically facing a multi-front war with seven different fronts, as said by the Israeli defense minister. But I spoke with this Palestinian from Gaza, and he told me, I asked him, what is this war all about? And he told me, very simple, two words, religious war. It's a war of religion. They don't care about land. That's their excuse to massacre Jews. Before October 7, they would send incendiary balloons and burn farmland in Israel. If this is your land, why do you burn it? If this is your land, why do you set it on fire? So he said that this is a war of religion. They just radical Islam that takes over their mindsets. These are his words. Someone who was an ex-Muslim, converted to Judaism, now lives in Rishon LeZion in the center of Israel, and he was telling me that even if we left Israel, even if we would give them the land, give them Jerusalem, and leave, go to Europe, they would chase us down to Europe and try to slaughter us. So the only solution is to have a strong Israel. And a strong Israel, frankly, means strong America. Because Israel not only serves American interests, but Israel is the one country where your troops can be safe, where your troops don't need to look back. This is a country that is like family to the United States, and especially to our Christian friends. I think that it's so important to never forget, why do you stand with Israel?
Could you explain to those who are listening what the Israeli Defense Forces are facing in Gaza? I don't think the average person who's listening right now in the United States understands what you are facing as a country there in Gaza with the tunnels.
Let me give you this quick perspective. Gaza is this strip of land. It's not just one city. It's actually divided into four regions, but it's quite small. However, I think it's six times bigger than Manhattan, just to give you perspective. It's a place where about 2 million Palestinians live. All these years, Israel has been sending Gaza humanitarian aid because Israel shares quite most of the border with the Gaza Strip. However, Egypt also shares another border with Gaza. So basically what we have been facing all these years is that we saw Hamas building tunnels under the ground. And just to give you a perspective again, the average Palestinian in Gaza lives under poverty line. Now, we're not talking U.S. poverty line. We're talking about like poverty line. Hamas is the ruling entity in Gaza. They have been getting a lot of money. Instead of investing it in the Palestinian people, instead of ending poverty, they have been investing in terror tunnels. Every terror tunnel costs approximately $3 million. Just to give you perspective, since 2005, to my knowledge, Gaza received over $40 billion. Again, to give you perspective, the Dubai Metro, this very beautiful metro in Dubai, cost $7 billion. I don't see skyscrapers in Gaza. I don't see good life in Gaza. Gaza could have been like Singapore, but instead, it looks like it looks today. Hamas has been stealing all this money, and you know where these $40 billion are? They're under the ground.
Download a podcast of the show. We're available on all the major podcast platforms, and you can go to afr.net and download it there as well. Thanks for listening. I'm John Riley.